Everything Gold Coast. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Celebrating 10 years on air together. The Goldies Triple
M. Last podcast for the week. Last podcast for July. Can you believe it?
Yes, and it's a big one. And we are asking for Karens on the Gold Coast to give us a call because yesterday, Peter...
What do you want to give them a call for? Yes, I did a spray on Karens.
Mm. All Karens. Oh. Every single Karen in the whole world. They're all the same. As we know, the Karen and Bunnings thing, and Karens are... The new catchphrase, if you're that person who wants to speak to the manager, who wants to complain, who wants to be annoying, they're all known as Karens. You went off at them.
I didn't. Yes, okay, yes. I pigeonholed Karens.
Yes, you did. So we want all the Karens to call up this morning, and we're going to award Karens with prizes too. To plead your case.
Yeah, right of reply.
That's right, of why you're an awesome Karen.
Quick okay. Karen story. I just remembered, actually. My sister-in-law.
She a Karen?
No, her mum's a Karen. Hayley has a cat. And it's really annoying, and she thinks her mum's annoying, so she just changed her cat's name to Karen.
What? You can't change an animal's name.
Well, there's layers to this story.
That's great.
It's also a male cat, but she calls it Karen because it annoys the crap out of her.
That is awesome. I love it.
That's funny.
That is good. Also, joining us, Lawrence Mooney. He's a Mad Bomber supporter, and of course, we've been trying to give you a second team option. Gold Coast Suns are number one team here, but with so many AFL clubs on the Gold Coast, we want to give you other options and give you a stance on what that team stands for so you can pick the right team that you know you want to stick behind.
Yeah, your second team.
Yeah.
Adopted team.
Yeah, Lawrence will be on to convince you why the Bombers are the best choice for you.
And also we got an awesome call from a lovely lady called Raina. Now, her sister Angela has always wanted to be a radio announcer.
Yeah.
And she's going through a really tough time, unfortunately diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and we want to make her dream come true. Mm. We're going to be calling Angela today because, you know, she's got to come up with, not only is she, it's going to be Angela, Bridge and Spider on Monday.
Yeah.
She's got to come up with a lot of content for Monday.
Yeah. Got to have stuff to talk about.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh, the planning starts now.
Yeah, it does. It'll be an exciting call to Ange.
It's all on the podcast and it starts now.
This is unfair.
What? Oh, no, it's unfair to you because you sprayed Karens yesterday.
Yeah, but that was a legitimate reason. Because Karens are Karens.
All Karens.
All Karens.
Oh, wow.
And now you sit there and try and reverse.
Oh, well, we're giving Karens the right of reply. This is what you had to say yesterday about Karens.
Well, they've been over the news everywhere lately.
Oh,
Karens, Karens, and Karens.
It.
We've got to talk about them. The wannabe Karens, the could have been Karens, and just Karens in general. Just Karens in general. The more they complain, the more you are a Karen.
Exactly. Mm. You bunch them all into the one basket. You know my theory?
What's that?
Is that Karens, when they're young, no one ever stuffed with their name. It's character building when, like mine, Bridget, Frigid, Midget, Digit, tell us a story, Bridge. Oh, hey, bitch, what? No, my name's Bridge. Yeah, I used to cop it, and it's character building. You kind of go, oh, yeah. But Karens probably didn't cop anything.
So you're with me?
No, I think you bundle them all in one basket. I'm just saying they could be a little sensitive.
All right, well, Karens, this is your right of reply, 132710. Karens of the Gold Coast, have we got one here? Good morning.
Yes, my name is Karen.
Where are you from, Karen?
I'm from Logan Village.
Oh, no. That's a double whammy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, and that sounds worse, doesn't it?
Logan
from Logan.
Hey, you said it. You said it.
Karen,
All right, well, are you sick of people calling, saying derogatory things about Karens?
Oh, my God, and I answer the phone for a reception, and every time I say Karen, I get somebody who says something to me about Karen.
Leave me alone.
Have you ever thought about changing your name, Karen?
No, never.
Are there traits of Karen that make you very much a Karen?
I'm the best. I'm awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm a Kazza.
Kazza.
Oh, Kazza.
Look, Karen, you've had a tough run. You can head along. You're going to see the Bodyguard musical, all right?
Oh, yay. Awesome. Thanks so much. Yay.
Please don't complain.
No,
just
I'm not
enjoy.
Going to complain today. I listened to all those phone calls today and I'm not going to complain about anybody.
Thank
live
you, Karen.
At the Spotlight Theatre, Benowa, and it starts today. Let's chat to Karen from Crestwood Heights. G'day, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You're right to reply, Karen.
Well, I think it was sort of funny originally when they were talking about Karens being middle-aged women wanting to see the manager if something wasn't right. But yeah. Karens were really the sort of people that would actually tell you if you weren't doing something right, not be the ones that are not wearing masks and telling off staff at Bunnings. So
you're annoyed. You're annoyed at the other Karens for giving the good Karens a bad name.
Yeah.
Well, I just think the whole Karen thing's kind of lost its way, and sort of for Karens to be the name of every total loser not doing the right thing is really quite offensive to all the fabulous Karens out there who are in their 50s doing great things in their community and work.
Yeah. So you think I missed my mark? You think that I got half of the spray right but half of it wrong?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Karens are actually the people doing the right thing and not the ones that are idiots doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, well, the Karen that everyone's complaining about, her real name's Lizzie. It's not even Karen.
No. Exactly. Why don't we call them Lizzies?
Lizzies.
Exactly, and the other one's called Kerry. So, it's the whole Karen thing, you know, being middle-aged woman, I mean, you could sort of pick really any name from the 60s that people don't really use for their babies much anymore, Tracy, Michelle, Linda, Jane, Kathy, Julie, Kim.
Wow. Let me not get started. There's 15 weeks of sprays there.
All right, Karen.
You know what I mean? They're all names from the 60s that people don't use anymore, and they're all now in their 50s.
Karen, you're going to see the Bodyguard musical
as well. Yes, you are. We're rewarding Karens.
There we go. Good on
you,
Karen.
Enjoy it, Karen.
All right. Hey, Karen from Helensvale. Good morning, Karen.
Well, good morning, and how are you today? Look, such a lovely, nice personality. I'm just being the really nice side of Karen here.
Oh, that's good.
I know, so loving.
Nice and to finally
Peter,
get one.
Peter, you're just like my adopted son. You and Herbie are joined at the hip at times, and, you know, it's just so nice to see. But I tell you what, you step in front of me and I'll clip you across the ears as quick as anything.
The Karen clip.
I don't think that girl's name was Karen. It was Peter with an A.
This is Karen. This is Herb's mum.
Oh, no. I didn't mean to offend you, Karen.
All right, Karen, you can join the other tables of Karen as well at the Bodyguard musical live at Spotlight Theatre in Benowa. All righty, enjoy that.
I'll be at the front row.
Don't whinge, Karen. And plus, you know what? I must admit, there's one thing I do like about this, Karen.
What?
She drinks Bundy on a golf course.
God. I did it the other day. Holy crap.
You give Karens a good name.
I did well.
Now, look, one of the best parts about our job, and it really is when we can make dreams come true, and this is absolutely no exception. We got a call from a lovely lady called Raina, and her sister, Angela, is going through a tough time. She's been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and she's a mum with kids, and one of her dreams is she's always loved radio and wanted to be on radio, wanted to be an announcer.
Yeah.
So we're making Angela's dreams come true.
Mm-hmm.
She's joining us right now, our new co-host. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Not just a co-host, top of the bill.
Yeah.
Angela, Bridge and Spider for Brekkie.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, that sounds good, eh?
Do you actually want to hear how it's going to sound? Because we've done everything. We've rebranded the whole show. This is a little taste of Monday.
Everything Gold Coast. Angela, Bridge and Spider for Breakfast.
And that's where you come on and talk and say hilarious things like we do.
Now you're going to make me, you know, putting more pressure on me, saying hilarious stuff.
No pressure at all.
One thing I do have to ask, Angela, do you swear?
almost every sentence.
No. We might need to hang on. Let's do a quick test because I'm only so quick on the beat, but hang on. Sorry, what'd you say there, Angela?
Hang on. my son did warn me. He said, don't swear, Mom.
You can swear if you're nervous. But the thing is, look, we're just mates. And that's the thing, and we just talk a lot of frog wallop, of course, but there's a lot that we do plan behind the scenes, and it's a lot of hours to plan. Have you got some ideas already of what you want to add to the show on Monday?
Oh, you know what? You guys are the experts. I mean, I'm the intern. So, but I really don't know. Like, I'm thinking about it, but I'm just so nervous at the same time. So I just haven't had a chance to, but I'm just, looking forward to Monday. But yeah, I'll just go with the flow.
That was funny enough, saying us we're the experts.
That was hilarious.
Well,
one thing that I think you should prepare for over the weekend Spider has volunteered to give up Spider's spray to make it Angela's spray. Who you've got to have someone in your sights that you can have a crack at.
Oh, okay.
So
something that annoys you.
Yeah,
it could be anything.
Right.
Like, the people who take all the toilet paper at the shopping centres. Just something. Anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
And also, normally on Mondays, we'll have a special guest. So now we don't know who the special guest will be at the moment, but at this stage... you might want to prepare because it might be somebody you're pretty fond of.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm. Is that someone that's going to be here or is just we're just talking to them on the phone?
Don't know yet.
Yes, we're not too sure, but there's always surprises on radio. There's always
games and gimmicks.
Yes, that's right. Okay. So there could be a few surprises in store. Now, there is a golden rule in radio, Angela.
Yeah.
What goes on off air stays off air.
Oh, yes.
That's a whole different show. Yes. We've got the on-air show that everyone listens to, but then what we talk about off-air can get a little rowdy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. So we're hoping
they're going to miss out.
We're hoping you can contribute to that. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Well, look, we are really excited for Monday. We're going to give you a call after the show today. We're going to start planning for Monday, but then it's all you, Angela, Bridge and Spider.
Yep. 4:15 on Monday. We'll see you
there. Awesome. All right. Thanks, guys.
We're adopting out all the AFL teams on the Gold Coast.
Well, we have 33 games in 20 days. It's huge all around here and also some in Brisbane as well. But the good thing about it is we know the Gold Coast Suns is always going to be our number one team, but they're not playing every day. So you need another team. So we are getting people to plead their cases on why you should follow the team they love.
You can go to any oval across the Gold Coast and see a Melbourne team play. It's amazing.
We've already had some big guns on this week talking up their teams. We had Eddie Maguire on talking Collingwood, Merv Hughes.
Yeah, he was talking the Western Bulldogs and Limo with the Hawks.
Yep.
And now we got Lawrence Mooney.
Yes, he's a big fan of the Bombers, the Essendon Bombers. That is correct, sir.
Absolutely, I'm a Bombers supporter, long-suffering. I first started barracking for the Bombers in 1969, went to an Ampol service station and they had a promo on. They had the 12 teams plastered on the wall and Dad was a Saints supporter and he said, you can choose whoever you want. And I went for Barry Davis in the red and black, and it courses through my veins, of course, long-suffering because the drug scandal of 2012 has dragged us down and has dragged on until probably this season is the best we've done in a decade.
So you recommend everyone jump on board, make the Bombers their second team here on the Gold Coast.
Absolutely. When I was working in Brisbane, there was a very strong Essendon-Brisbane contingent and I went along to a couple of games and watched the Bombers. Get on board because the red and black is the only colour, and it's the Bombers. It's aggressive, it's non-PC, it's all about military might and bombing the innocent.
And it's got a good... I'm all about the theme song, and I like the Bombers theme song.
Watch
Come on,
the
give
Bombers
us a bit.
See the Bombers fly up. To win the premiership flag. Our boys who play this grand old game are always striving for glory and fame. So see the Bombers fly up. The other teams we don't fear here. They'll try their best, but they can't get near as the Bombers fly up.
Come on, the Bombers.
And if you want a favourite player to go for, McDonald, Tip and Woody is absolutely sensational.
He's one of the greats.
There's a song out about him, so check that out on YouTube. It's a fantastic song. And also, Orazio Fantasia, I do speak a little bit of Italian. It's not Orazio Fantasia. It's Orazio Fantasia. So get involved. Go for the Bombers. They're a great team, and I think we're going to make the eight this year and probably go a little bit further.
And you can't forget Zacharakis.
Oh, absolutely. Zacharakis is one of the greats. We've got a really good lineup. So if you're looking for a second team, you're always welcome at the Essendon Football Club.
It also sounds like the most difficult to pronounce lineup.
No, it's fun.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That'd be right, Ben. Don't want diversity in football. Ben Wood. Oh, yeah. Mr. One Syllable, One Syllable. How dare you?
Touché. Touché, yeah.
Oh, touché. That's two syllables.
That's correct.